I mean, when you do this for a living, every game feels like life and death. So it really does. And so, yeah, it's a big game. And whether, no matter what team I've been on, I always want my team to win, you know. So it's a big game for sure.
Since Kalani took over here and going up against Witt, have you seen, from your experiences over the years in this rivalry, maybe a healthier respect between the two staffs?
Yeah, I mean, there's always been a healthy respect, I think, forever. I mean, when I coached up there, we respected these guys. They were good coaches. And I think now it's the same thing. We know they're really good coaches, and I think they have respect for us. And so, yeah, I think that's always been there for the coaches. I don't think that's ever been a problem.
Has given you any added perspective, having been on both sides of this rivalry going into it?
I don't know. I think just that, you know, I've just learned over the years that it's a big game, and it's a lot of fun. I think this is why you play this game. This is why you want to be a part of it, is games like this.
What do you think this game means for how quarterbacks are remembered here? And have you talked to Jake at all about that?
I haven't talked to him about that. I mean, sure, it's because it's a big game. Anytime you win a big game, it's something people are going to remember. But we haven't talked about it.
Do you buy into that sometimes it means more to one school or the other, or from having been on both sides, is it pretty much?
I don't think so. I think, you know, both these programs are well-coached. Both programs are, you know, one game at a time mentality. I know that sounds super boring, but everybody is completely focused on the game, and I know that they're doing the same thing. So I don't think that's really true.
This team's used a lot of motivation this year. Did that playoff ranking yesterday kind of maybe ignite a little bit more motivation this week for the guys, you think?
We haven't even talked about it. It hasn't come up at all. Didn't talk about it in a meeting. It really has no bearing at all in this game. I mean, the only thing that matters is winning this game.
Is this the best the best defense you think your team will see this year?
It's for sure the best one we've played yet. Yeah, they're really good. I mean, they're, you know, number one scoring defense in the conference. They're very good, like always.
What do you see from them on film that stands out the most about that defense?
They don't have a lot of weaknesses. They have really good personnel, very good at what they do, very well coached. Yeah, same defense that they're good.
How much have you enjoyed seeing Jake settle in as kind of the face of this program? All these national interviews, just embracing that and still having success.
Yeah, it's been good to see him grow into it, and I think he's doing a good job managing it. We're trying to not let it get out of hand for him, where all of his time is, you know, other things. He has school, he has his film study, practice, and then media stuff too. So we're trying to manage all that, but I think he's doing a good job of it so far.
Should you have your full complement of running backs this week finally?
Yes. Yeah, we expect everybody to be available.
What are you? What's been kind of the attitude or kind of the response from the team coming out of the bye week and in practices so far this week?
Really just the same as it's been all year. This team's very focused. We have good leaders. They've been good at just a one game at a time approach, and they like to practice. They like to play the game. And so every day we just come out here and try to get a little better.
How close is Connor to getting back?
I don't know exactly. He's not going to play in this game, but I know he's getting there.
Have you been pleased with Bruce, though, and him filling in?
Yeah,
that spot?
Bruce has done a good job, and we've got Sonny Moccasini's healthy again, so we have some good options there.
Kind of following up on that, the importance of the trench play in this matchup historically, what are your thoughts on the readiness for the offensive line there?
Well, it's everything. You know, the game is won and lost on the line of scrimmage for sure, and we're going against a very, very good front. I mean, Utah's as good as it gets in college football in the front seven every year. And so we're going to have to be ready to play for sure.